AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Guatemala's president today on migration.
The agreements between President Jamate and I have made today will strengthen the security and the prosperity for both the people of Guatemala and the people of the United States.
This is Harris' first foreign trip. She called on people in Guatemala and other Central American nations not to make the dangerous trek toward the U.S. border. In a unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court says thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents, Justice Elena Kagan citing federal immigration law. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the latest Senate Republican counteroffer to President Biden's infrastructure plan doesn't work.
The offer did not meet the president's bar of growing the economy, tackling the climate crisis, and creating new jobs.
Biden is to meet again with GOP negotiator, West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito. 9 people have been wounded, one critically, in a shooting early Sunday morning on a service road near I-10 in New Orleans. LSU professor Peter Scharf tells WVUE the continued violence in the city, which depends on tourism, directly affects police and fire departments.
We are out there by ourselves. We're 3 in the country in terms of gun violence, and we could be pushing further, to number one.
New Orleans police say 4 women, 3 men, and 2 male teenagers were grazed or more seriously wounded in the shooting. There's no word on what caused the shooting or if anyone is in custody. 14 National Guard members hurt when a bus they were on overturned into a ditch south of Richmond, Virginia. 4 of those injured have been hospitalized. Mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 126 points. S&P 500 was off 3. The Nasdaq gained 32. This is AP News. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first new drug for Alzheimer's disease in nearly 20 years, despite warnings from independent advisors that the treatment has not been shown to help slow the brain-destroying disease. Dr. Maria Carrillo is the Alzheimer's Association's chief science officer.
This is the first FDA drug approval that delays decline due to Alzheimer's disease, which means that individuals may have more time to actively participate in activities and to have sustained independence, hold on to their memories longer.
The Supreme Court says it's up to Congress, not the court, to decide whether to change the requirement that only men must register for the draft, one of the few areas of federal law where men and women are still treated differently. In a statement, 3 justices said Congress is weighing whether to change the law, which requires men but not women to register for the draft when they turn 18. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.